السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. الحمد لله الذي خلق الكون ونظمه وخلق السماء وزينه وخلق الإنسان وصوره، ثم الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين. وبعد، إن شاء الله today we will continue our journey with our noble scholar الشيخ الصالح محمد ابن صالح العثيمين from his book Majalis Shahri Ramadan. Today we'll continue with the second sitting, and in this sitting the Shaykh mentioned the virtue of fasting. The Shaykh began as usual by praising his Lord. He said, "All praise be to Allah, the most kind, the most merciful, owner of bounty, the self-sufficient, the owner of a powerful sovereign, the patient, the most bounteous, the most gracious, the most beneficent. He is the first, there is nothing before him, the last, there is nothing after him, the most high, there is nothing above him, and the most near, nothing is nearer than him. His knowledge encompasses what is happening and what has already happened. He elevates whom he wills and humiliates whom he wills. He withholds and gives and does what he wills. With his wisdom, every day he is engaged in some affair. He stabilized the earth with mountains. He sent down rain from the heavy clouds to revive the earth. He decreed death on whomever lives on it in order to reward the evildoers according to what they did, and reward those who did good with good. I praise him upon his beautiful and perfect attributes, and I thank him for his outflowing bounties, and it is with being grateful to him that his gifts and bounties increase. And I bear witness that there is no deity that has the right to be worshipped but Allah alone, without a partner, the King who rewards everybody according to what they do. And I also bear witness that Muhammad is his slave and his messenger, the one who is sent to both mankind and jinn. May peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, his family members, his companions, and whoever followed their footsteps till the day of judgment. Oh, my brothers, know that fasting is one of the best acts of worship and greatest acts of obedience. There are many traces and prophetic narrations that mention the virtues of fasting. From among the virtues of fasting is that Allah the Almighty has prescribed it on every nation. As He the Most High states, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu kutiba alaykumus siyam kama kutiba alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. Al-Baqarah, Ayah 183. O you who believe, observing as-siyam, that is the fast that is prescribed for you, as it was prescribed for those before you, that you may become al-muttaqun, the pious. The prescription of fasting on every nation indicates upon the great reward that is found in fasting. And from among the virtues of fasting in Ramadan is that it is the reason for the forgiveness of our sins and the expiation of our shortcomings, as it is reported in the two authentic books of Bukhari and Muslim. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man sama Ramadan imanan wa ihtisaba ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi." Whoever fasts the month of Ramadan sincerely to Allah while seeking the reward of it will have his previous sins forgiven. Meaning, he must be pleased with the obligation of fasting in the month of Ramadan while seeking the reward of his fast with his Lord without any dislike in his heart towards its obligation or any doubt in its reward. If the slave actualized this, then his previous sins will be forgiven for him by Allah. It is also mentioned in the authentic book of Muslim from the narrations of Abu Huraira, who said the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "As-salawatul khamsu wal-jum'atu ila al-jum'ati wa ramadanu ila ramadana mukaffiratun ma baynahunna idha ijtanibat al-kaba'ir." performing the five daily prayers and establishing performing the five daily prayers and establishing the Friday congregational prayer constantly and fasting from one Ramadan to another expiate what is between them as long as the major sins are abstained. And from among the virtues of fasting is that its reward is unspecified. Rather, Allah the Almighty gives them their reward in full, without reckoning. It is also reported in the two authentic books of Bukhari and Muslim from the narrations of Abu Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, which the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, قال الله تعالى كل عمل ابن آدم له إلا الصوم فإنه لي وأنا أجزي به والصيام جنة فإذا كان يوم صوم أحدكم فلا يرفث ولا يسخط فإن سابه أحد أو قاتل فليقل إني صائم والذي نفس محمد بيده لخلوف فم الصائم أطيب عند الله من ريح المسك للصائم فرحتان يفرحهما إذا أفطر فرح بفطره وإذا لقي ربه فرح بصومه. Allah the Almighty says, every act of the sons of Adam is his, except for fasting, that is from me, and I will give the reward of it. And fasting is a salvation from the hellfire. Therefore, if one of you is fasting, he should not utter obscenity, nor indulge in unnecessary argument. And if someone insults him or tries to pick fight with him, he should say to such individual, I am fasting. I swear by him in whose hand is the soul of Muhammad. The bad breath from the mouth of the individual who fasts is with Allah better than the fragrance of the mist. The one who fasts has two occasions of happiness. The first one is his happiness when he breaks his fast, and the second happiness is when he receives his reward with his Lord. In another narration of Muslim, it says, "Kullu amal ibn Adam lahu yudha'afu al-hasanatu bi'ashri amthaliha ila sab'imi'ati da'ifin qala Allahu ta'ala illa sawma fa'innahu liya wa ana ajzi bih yada'u shahwata wa ta'ama min ajli." Every act of the sons of Adam is his. Every good deed will be multiplied for him 10 times to 700 times, except fasting. For verily it is mine, and I give the reward for it. The slave restrained himself, his sexual desire, and food for my sake. This great hadith indicates on the virtues of fasting from many aspects. The first aspect, Allah the Almighty has chosen fasting for himself besides the other acts of worship. And this is only because of the nobility of fasting with Allah and because of his love for this worship. Likewise, it also proves the sincerity of the slave with his Lord, the glorified, because fasting is a secret act of worship between the slave and his Lord. None can witness it but Allah. Sometimes the one who fasts may be in seclusion, far away from the people, and can commit the abominations of fasting, but he will refrain himself from them due to his fear of Allah and his hope in his reward, because he knows that he has a Lord that sees him even if he is in seclusion. Thereupon, Allah the Almighty thanked him for his sincerity and chose to reward the one who fasts for his fasting besides the rest of the acts of worship. This is why Allah the Almighty said, he leaves his sexual desire and his food for my sake. And the benefit of this specialty appears as well. On the day of judgment, as Ibn Uyayna, may Allah have mercy on him, said, on the day of judgment, Allah the Almighty will reckon his slave and will pay his grievance from his deeds until when all his deeds are gone. Except fasting, Allah the Almighty will pay his grievance for him and grant him paradise with his fasting. The second aspect, Allah the Almighty said, regarding fasting, I give the reward of fasting. He has attributed the reward of fasting to himself. That is because good deeds is multiplied by numbers. One good deed is multiplied by 10 to 700 and more. But as for fasting, Allah the Almighty has attributed its reward to himself without the consideration of number. And he, Allah the Most High, is the most generous and most bounteous. And of course, the greatness of gifts are based on the greatness of the giver. Therefore, the reward of fasting will be very great without a limit. Fasting is exercising patience with the obedience of Allah and being patient with the set limits of Allah and being patient with the harms that are written on you of hunger, thirst, weakness in body and soul. The three types of patience are all found in the one who fasts. Therefore, the one who fasts qualifies to be among those who are patient. Allah the Almighty said, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Az-Zumar, ayah number 10. Verily, the steadfast will have their reward without measure. The third aspect, fasting, is protection and a veil that protects the one who fasts from idle talk and ill words. That is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فَإِذَا كَانَ يَوْمُ الصَّوْمِ أَحَدِكُمْ فَلَا يَرْفُثْ وَلَا يَصْخَبْ. When one of you is fasting, he should not say bad words or argue. Likewise, fasting protects him from the hellfire, as it is narrated by Imam Ahmed in his Musnad, with a sound chain of narration from the narrations of Jabir, may Allah be pleased with him, who said, أَصِيَامُ جُنَّةٌ يَسْتَجِنُّ بِهَا الْعَبْدُ مِنَ النَّارِ. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, fasting is protection. It protects the slave from the hellfire. The fourth aspect, the bad breath from the one who fasts is better than the smell of misk with Allah, because it is from the traces of fasting. So due to that, it is beloved to Allah the Glorified, the Most High, more than the smell of misk. And if this indicates upon anything, then it does indicate upon the tremendousness of fasting, meaning the greatness of fasting with Allah. Even the thing that is disliked by the people and is disgusting to them, with Allah it is beloved, because this bad smell is due to being obedient to Allah by way of fasting. The fifth aspect, the one who fasts will have two happy occasions. The first, when he breaks his fast, and the second, when he meets his Lord. But as for his happiness when breaking his fasting, is that he will be happy with what Allah the Almighty blessed him with by allowing him to carry out the worship of fasting, which is one of the best good deeds. Therefore, many people who were forbidden this reward so they did not fast. Meaning there are many people who were forbidden this reward, so as a result, they did not fast. So if Allah the Almighty allow you to fast, then this is a ni'mah that deserves thanks. Likewise, the one who fasts become happy with what Allah the Almighty makes lawful for him after breaking his fast of food, drinks, and intercourse, which were forbidden on him at time of his fasting. But as for his happiness when meeting his Lord, that is when he sees the reward of his fasting with Allah the Most High available, complete at this time when he is in desperate need of them. This is when it will be said, where are those who fast? Let them enter paradise from the door of Rayyan, which none but they alone shall enter it. And this narration also guides the one who fasts not to retaliate on those who insult them or pick fight with them, and not to weaken himself in the presence of the one who does that by keeping quiet. Rather, he should advise him and let him know that he is fasting, and that the nobility of fasting is what prevents him from taking revenge, and not because he is weak, so that the insult and the fight will stop. Allah the Almighty said, اِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَاوَةٌ كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ ادفع بالتي هي أحسن فإذا الذي بينك وبينه عداوة كأنه ولي حميم وما يلقاها إلا الذين صبروا وما يلقاها إلا ذو حظ عظيم. فصلت آيات number 34. The good deed and the evil deed cannot be equal. Repel the evil with one which is better. This is the order of Allah the Almighty, ordering the faithful believers to be patient at the time of anger, meaning at time of anger, and to excuse those who treat them badly. Then verily he between whom and you there was enmity will become as though he was a close friend. But not is granted it, meaning the above quality, except those who are patient, and that is granted it except the owner of the great portion of happiness in the hereafter, that is paradise, and of a high moral character in this world. And from among the virtues of fasting is that it intercedes for those who fast on the day of judgment, as it is narrated by Abdullah ibn Amr, may Allah be pleased with them both, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, الصيام والقرآن يشفعان للعبد يوم القيامة يقول الصيام أي رب منعته الطعام والشهوة فشفعني فيه ويقول القرآن منعته النوم بالليل فشفعني فيه قال فيشفعاني رواه أحمد. The Quran and fasting will intercede for the slave on the day of judgment. Fasting will say, O my Lord, I prevented him from his food and his desire, therefore accept my intercession for him. And Quran will say, I prevented him from his sleep in the night, therefore accept my intercession for him. He said that intercession will be granted for them, meaning fasting and Quran, narrated by Ahmed. O my brothers, know that the virtues of fasting cannot be attained until the slave establishes the etiquette of fasting. Therefore, strive hard in perfecting your fast and in preserving its boundaries, and turn to your Lord with repentance from your sins and your remissness in that and your negligence. O Allah, preserve our fast. Let it intercede for us and forgive us, our parents and all the Muslims. O Allah, send your peace and salutation to our Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his family members and his companions. Ameen. This is the ending of the second session. And inshallah, the third session will be following it soon. Aqulu ma tasma'un. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.